Hi, my name is John Kim, and I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth. I share my feelings and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical and with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. So I started running live Zoom groups during COVID as a way to help people get out of their heads and process some stuff, but also to build a community where we could champion each other's stories. It's called the TAT Lab, and that has grown into a thriving community now where we have life coaches and therapists all running multiple classes a day, everything from codependency to relationships. I run a giant check-in once a week. I'm also doing a group couples class, and everything from trauma to chakras, and it's constantly changing. And one of the reasons why it's called the lab is because we are playing in our sandbox, and something that I'm super passionate about is helping people in a casual way, so it's more casual over clinical. We have a great time, and we have an amazing community, and also it's extremely affordable. So check us out. There's no better time to grow than right now. Go to my Instagram at The Angry Therapist and click on my bio link, and we will see you in group. So I was on my motorcycle this morning, headed to the gym, and this fucker darted in front of me. But before he did, we made eye contact, and in that moment, he had a choice. This is that moment where the world slows down or even stops, and I saw him look at me, right? And he decided that he was going to floor it. He was gonna take the risk that I may potentially run into his car. And so he did. And of course, I slammed my brakes. And I was far enough where nothing happened. And so I hit my horn. I have a Harley Davidson Road Glide. And I don't know if you've heard the horn on those things, but they are they sound like a diesel truck, which is amazing because little scooter motorcycle horns that sound like nothing is just ridiculous. This horn on my bike, you could hear it. So I slammed on the horn, and I didn't really slam on it. You just hit it with your thumb. And I saw him in my rearview mirror looking back at me, you know, with this guilty look. This whole thing happened in a split second. And of course, I was very heated. And in that moment, I had a choice. So I could have turned around because he pulled into this parking lot of a grocery store, and I could have followed him, or I could have confronted him, or I could have driven by him and, you know, kicked his car door or yelled at him. You know, at the least, there would be some exchange of words, right? Because he actually had a choice to not put me in danger, and he did, right? So most people, especially motorcyclists, get pissed off at stuff like that. And so I could have went that way, and I know that if I did that, it would have lowered my frequency. I would have been heated. Now, you know, it could possibly ruin my day, and then, you know, who knows, right? And then I also had the other choice of quickly letting it go. And that's kind of my point, is how do you do that? So first, let me tell you why it was important for me to let it go. I used to be the guy that would turn around and go start some shit or talk some shit or confront him, or I don't know, if he wasn't in the car, scratch it or do something immature and stupid. And I think that shit comes back to you. And I think that that is not where our potential lives, right? That's actually the easy thing to do. The reaction is always the easier choice. I challenged myself to relax, to let go, to be grateful that nothing happened. And at the same time, don't allow that event to inject fear into me, right? I forgot who told me this, but someone said once that ducks, after they've been in a like a life-threatening situation where, you know, maybe they're chased by, I'm going to say a tiger, but I know that that's kind of impossible because ducks and tigers don't probably dwell in the same space. But whatever they're chased by, if they're in danger, once they escape, all they do is they shake the trauma out. Like they flap their wings, they shake their body or whatever. And then within seconds, they're completely calm again, right? Humans, we, as smart as we are and as advanced as we are as a species, We can't do that shit. We could actually be traumatized even when nothing happens, but just by thinking something or by recalling a memory, right? So that's horrible. That's fucked up. And I didn't want this to be something that is going to inject more fear as far as if I write, you know, as I write, since I write almost every day, I didn't want this event to have power over me, right? And so because of that, I pretended like I was that duck just shaking this trauma out, right? I mean, it wasn't traumatic, it was whatever, but it was subtly traumatic, you know? And I mean, definitely activated my fight or flight. And so as I rode away, I started to be a duck, and I was like, I'm going to shake this shit out, and it's not going to bother me. It's not going to have power over me or the rest of my day, and I'm just going to do it knowing that if I can, right, that ability of actually being able to let things go, not get angry, not be reactive, forgive people instantly, and then be grateful that you're okay and that nothing terribly went wrong, right? Doing all that, which is challenging because I also have a temper and I have an ego and all that stuff like everyone else, but using leverage, and the leverage is this: if I can do this, which is more challenging, to respond and to go about my day and to forgive and let go and not let this ruin my day, then I know I'll have more tools, right? I'll be more of a duck. I'm saying this because I'm sure you could relate to some level, and maybe something like this happened to you today, you know. I'm sure, I mean, not on a motorcycle, but maybe someone cut you off, or maybe at the grocery store, someone accidentally slammed a cart into your cart. I don't know, but things happen every day, and it's these little things where I think we could make bigger decisions. I know that sounds really small, but you know that shit ripples through your life, and enough of these little stones and pebbles in our shoes and we start walking funny. So use any little thing that happens to you throughout your day as an exercise, like I did this morning, to see if you could live higher, right? To challenge yourself to not allow an event or someone's words or maybe what someone said on your social media or whatever it is to throw a wrench into your day. Your quality of your day, what you want to go out and do, your impact, or even inject fear into you, you know, set you off into a fight or flight stage, right? I think that road is the road less traveled. But I think that if you use life events like this as the exercise, right? So in a way, it's like good that it happened because it's going to challenge you and make you just be a stronger person, you know? And I define strength as vulnerability, as forgiveness, as compassion, as things that don't come naturally, but to be the bigger person sometimes, or to, you know, not allow other people to affect your state and the frequency that you maneuver on. And I think that the more we do that in life, things like this will bother us less. Right. And then we could put on more weight, meaning I'm not talking about pounds. Well, I am. I mean, pounds, like I meant like body pounds. I am talking about pounds as like weight, as in like when you're at the gym, you know, you start off light and you put on more weight. And that's what makes you stronger. Right. Tears your muscles down and you come back stronger. And so in that way, all these little exercises, all the people that piss you off, all the things that happen throughout the day that are beyond your control, or the way that someone looks at you or bumps into you, or what they said or what she said, or the way that your boss treats you, like everything, because all these little things add up, you know, and they chip away at us. So can we take these little things and use them as exercises to become stronger, to be able to let go more fast, more often, and faster? Can we look inward and see if we can practice forgiveness to someone who has done something to you? You know, and in my case, you know, jeopardized my life. And I'll be honest, I've done the same shit. I've done the California rolling stop, where you don't fully stop at a stop sign. I have driven recklessly in my past, and I've put other people in danger. So, to actually forgive, to understand, you know? And I think when you're able to do that, and I took that road today, and so because I took that road, it didn't mess up my day, you know? I'm good. I had a great workout and had some food, and now I'm creating an episode of a podcast and actually using it as content, you know? So thank you, whoever you were that almost killed me today. I actually think it was kind of cute that he looked back in his rearview mirror and I saw the guilt in his face. That to me was kind of him indirectly saying, you know, I'm sorry. So, or that's the way I chose to take it. But using things like this, and of course, there are bigger things that happen to us. I'm using a very kind of simple example, but there are bigger things that happen to us that affect us more and that it's more challenging for us to let go or forgive, and that's totally understandable. But if you set the intention, knowing every day that you wake up, there are going to be things like this that fly at you constantly, and the way that you don't let them drown you or ruin your day or, you know, set you off is to make the intention that I'm going to let things go. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to create a space for compassion, knowing that that's going to make me and my life better, doing it for myself and as an example of the kind of person I want to be. Listen, if you are great at helping other people and you have a passion for that and you want to find personal freedom and level up the skills you already have, it's time to become a life coach. Journey Coaching. When I became a coach, there was nothing like this out there. And so I developed this coaching training program alongside Noelle Cordeau, Journey Coaching. That's JRNI. And it is amazing. It's 100% live. It's everything that I wish I had when I was starting out. Meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, lifetime support and business development, ICF certified. Just go to theangrytherapist.com, my website, and click on Become a Coach and explore the Journey Coaching Intensive. See you in class.